protein. Is it right for you? Do you need it? Is it going to get you towards your goals? That's what we're going to talk about today. Whether you are an athlete trying to get bigger, faster, stronger, or just one of our personal training clients trying to lose some body fat, we're here today to tell you why protein is so important and how it can make a profound impact on your daily life. So, Liam, protein, why is it important? And why do our clients need to be hitting their goal every single day?
Yeah, so it, like Tony said, it doesn't matter if you are an athlete trying to put on some muscle or you're trying to burn some body fat, something that most people aren't doing that almost everybody could benefit from is eating 1 gram per pound of your target body weight. Why is this? So, when you work out efficiently and correctly, your muscles break down, okay? In order to build those muscles back stronger and bigger than before, you need to do a couple of things. Today, we're gonna be focusing on the nutrition part and mainly on the protein intake. So when your muscles break down, you need to restore your muscle by eating enough protein and getting enough of the essential amino acids that are in the protein, which are building blocks of protein and in turn building blocks of your muscles, in to grow back better. How does this, it's pretty obvious how this helps with athletes, right? Obviously athletes want more muscle,
right?
But dive into a little bit how this helps people who are trying to lose weight. Why are we telling people to eat more of something when they're actually trying to lose weight or lose fat?
Right, it kind of seems counterintuitive, and it's one of those things that, you know, me and Liam, JB and Alex, all of our clients come to us and they're like, hey, why am I not reaching this goal, that goal? I'm in here putting in all this work, you know, where's the muscle at? The first thing that we point to is, hey, where's your protein intake? A lot of times people are not even tracking it. So like, how do we even know where to start if you don't know where you're at, right? So I think the number one tip would be to start tracking your protein. I think when people start tracking their protein, they realize that, hey, I'm like way lower. I'm like 50 grams, 75 grams off. And then even whenever you start tracking, there's still some variability in there as well. So getting things like a food scale, MyFitnessPal, some of those things that we like to implement with our clients here, will really, really help you get towards that goal of getting enough protein in. Going back to what Liam had asked, like, why is eating more going to help me lose? Because once we start eating an adequate amount of protein, we're going to be adding muscle mass to our body through the breakdown of the muscle, through the consumption of protein, which is then, you know, if you think about it, we're building a bigger engine, right? We're going to have a higher basal metabolic rate, which means we're gonna be burning more calories, the more muscle we have, you know, throughout the day just from doing nothing, just basic daily function. You're gonna be burning more calories, which in turn, you start exercising more, you're lifting more weights, you're able to increase your endurance, which is gonna increase your output, and then bam, right there. So we're creating a bigger deficit by burning more calories with that added muscle mass, through eating more. So I know it's really hard for a lot of people to understand eating more will lead to more body fat drop. But once you kind of get past that sticking point and you get to the other side, you start seeing the results, that's when you're like, ding, 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 light bulb went off.
Right. Yeah. The biggest thing for people who are trying to lose body fat and in regards to the protein intake is the more muscle you have on your body, the more metabolic you're going to be, right? So the more you're going, the faster your metabolism is going to be. So the more muscle you can build by working out efficiently and correctly, and eating enough protein as part of that recovery stage, the faster your metabolism is going to be, which means you're going to be burning calories just throughout the day. Just sitting around, working, whatever it is, right? In regards to the athletes, right, it's pretty obvious why we would want more muscle, right, on our athletes, right? The more muscle you have, usually the stronger you are, the more powerful you are, the faster you can be, as long as it's trained efficiently and correctly. But yeah.
And during these years of, especially like our high school kids who are growing, it's so important to use this time of your life to increase that protein and make sure that we're adding the muscle mass to our frame. I know a lot of you guys have aspirations of playing at the next level. And that's one of the first things that coaches will look at is, what do you look like in a uniform? If you don't have a lot of muscle mass, you're not filling out your uniform, it's going to be a check against you. But if we get off the bus, we're filling out the uniform because we've been working hard in the gym, eating our protein, that's going to be a check in the positive direction for you. And ultimately getting you towards, you know, your goal of playing at the next level. But so I guess wrapping this up now, Liam, what types of proteins should our clients be, you know, looking forward in their meals?
Yeah. So, we always like to point people towards whole natural foods first. And this is going to be protein that you can get from chicken breasts, from ground beef, from milk, right? And then in terms of like protein supplement wise, we're looking for most people to be taking some sort of whey protein supplement. You can add this in with milk, water, add this in with oatmeal. It's just an extra way to get in your protein throughout the day, because say you're 200 pounds, you're trying to get up to 210 pounds. That means we're trying to hit 210 grams of protein a day. That can be a lot. So we would like to see most of that protein coming from whole natural foods like chicken and ground beef and fish. But it is okay to supplement with a whey protein supplement to help get the rest of that protein in.
That's perfect. Guys, if you have any questions, please ask us if you're at the gym. If you are interested in talking to me and Liam in a No Sweat intro, please visit our website at www.powerhousefitnesstx.com. Set up a No Sweat intro if you have questions about training or nutrition. Till next time, thank you guys for joining us on today's QuickCast. Stay strong.